Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode 13. Our air date is Friday, May 31st, 2024. We're excited to be here. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again by...
the lovely and talented Quarter P.
Oh, she's so humble as well.
But, and I'm still here.
And she's still here. She hasn't left me, so I'm happy. Our special guest tonight, Mel Mercandante. Did I get that right?
Mercandante.
Yeah, I'm still going to do the same thing. We've talked before. I'm just going to say Mel, and you say the last name, and then we'll be
beautiful.
We've had the great pleasure to listen to a number of Mel's songs, and trying to come up with what your sound is, I think, has been our challenge. You've got a very unique sound, which we love on this show. It's crisp, clean. It's pop rock, it's punk,
it's sassy,
and it's sassy funk.
Mm, yeah.
And we love that. Is that how you would characterize what your sound is?
Yes, I would say that my music is just my personality, musically written.
There you go. That's even better. Who are your influences? I mean, it's you say it's your personality, but certainly you hear a number. When we listen to your music, I mean, there's a gamut of sounds that I hear, which I love. It makes you unique.
I have, you know, inspiration from so many different places. I would like to describe my musical taste as very eclectic. There are really not a lot of things that I don't enjoy listening to. I would cite some like very specific examples as like Hayley Williams of Paramore, Avril Lavigne, even like really, really bubblegum pop I kind of love, so like JoJo, Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. I even like a lot of hip-hop or like metal music, so I like to infuse all of those kind of different genres into the music that I make.
And we talked before, you've been doing this for a very long time. I mean, you're still a young lady. You're
oh yeah.
But you've been writing music since you were what, six?
Yes, very young. It started me just writing stupid little songs that I would sing to myself or like record myself on the family video camera, making my own music videos. And then just kind of developed from there as I got older. I can't really listen to a lot of the early stuff that I wrote because it just seems so.
Yeah, but you were doing that and getting experience, really.
You know, yeah,
it's true. Kind of shaping where you are now.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you had a story where you had recorded your first album when you were still in fourth grade.
Yes. So we had a old school dinosaur Dell computer. And I figured out how to record music with a GarageBand microphone. So one that you would hook up to your PlayStation. And I made an entire album of songs that I burned onto one single disc. And then I showed it to a couple people, and per their reaction, I kind of got a little embarrassed and broke the CD. So none of those songs exist except in my memory now.
Hey, but you had the wherewithal to do that at an early age.
And you can actually kind of have a little view into my head at that space, because on my EP Self-Sabotage or Liberation, there's one song I remember completely, and it's this song that I wrote called Don't Tell Me. So for Self-Sabotage, I just re-recorded it.
All right.
If you listen to that song, that's just me remaking a song that I made when I was in like fourth
grade.
Yeah.
And you're still, and now this is carried on to today. I know you've told us you like to have your hands on pretty much everything that goes into your music, from the sounds to the production.
100%. I am such a control freak when it comes to my music. I just want to make sure that everything sounds like how I'm picturing it in my head. And if it doesn't, it doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah. I know you have quite the elaborate art background as well. Do you think your influences from what you do in art play into this desire to have control over all of that?
Oh, definitely, in some way. I think a lot of it might be a little bit of the opposite, just because I have a very artistic side with like physical art and graphic mm-hmm. design. And then I have my music side, and I have to put a lot of energy into those things when I'm doing it. So they kind of fight each other because I can't do them both at the same time, or else I just completely deplete myself.
Gotcha.
But I kind of like to look at like maybe the layers of a drawing would be like the layers of me putting a song together.
Okay. With all the tracks that are involved and everything that comes through there.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, the first one that we're going to get into today is Fluoride Freestyle. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So I wrote this song. It was kind of just a stream of consciousness. That's why some of the lyrics are just about random things. And I had, this was when I was producing my album Superpower Mega Sour, which came out in 2022. And I just did the whole thing in my closet at home. And I kind of had like little pieces here and there of each, you know, song. Maybe there's a guitar part I like. Oh, I came up with a vocal part that I really like, but it doesn't quite fit somewhere. So this song was just a random guitar part that I found a couple months after I wrote it and got some inspiration, and this just kind of, the song just kind of came out.
All right. Why don't we give this one a listen? This is Fluoride Freestyle.
Something isn't right, and it sounds like I think that the tempo is not good for my head. I always have to sleep, so I missed everything you said. Maybe sadly, I'm just 22, and that happens a lot. I don't have the energy to be someone I'm not. So if he thinks I'm cute, of course I'm gonna shoot my shot. I'm the next generation of misguided, misguided. All my inner beauty, baby, scared and not at it. The truth is I'm a seconds as they make it to the grave. Too impatient not to wait and watch the microwave. When my skin starts getting sticky, then I know it's gonna rain. Can't have something beautiful without a little pain. I'm the next generation of misguided, misguided. And all my inner beauty, baby, scared and all doubted. The truth is I'm a
that is a beautiful
awesome.
Song.
Thank
I
you.
Picture myself in the convertible with the top down.
Oh,
cruising
down
there, tagging
off. Driving.
Yeah, and cruising with that crank way up. That's just such a, it's a, such a now song. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it makes me kind of like, I mean, to touch on what we just talked about me producing an album when I was in fourth grade, that song just really, in the making of it, I kind of felt really connected to my fourth grade self, because a lot of the beat that you hear is me just like making organic sounds by hitting on the side of my closet, and I include like the sound of a faucet running. So I just got really experimental with what I could make sounds out of.
So talk a little more about that process for you when you're writing a song, when you're putting something like that together. I mean, what inspires you to hit the wall or to turn on a faucet? And I mean, that's so unique.
Thank you. I just really, well, when I started doing, stepping into production myself, I'm like a huge fan of Billie Eilish, and it's really interesting to watch the interviews with her and her brother and them talking about them, how their process is when they record things. And they always really add unconventional, random things into their songs mm-hmm. where they'll have like a stop light, the sound a stoplight makes, and they'll put it in a song. And I was just like, what can I do that isn't just a traditional drum, that isn't just a traditional, you know, guitar sound? What can I add in there that will make it interesting, that kind of adds a little extra element to it, where people kind of go, like, what is that? I like that sound, but I don't really know what it is.
Yeah, well, that's the faucet instrument. Of course, we don't know.
It's the levels of painting a canvas.
Yeah.
It really is.
There's your art. Yeah. Right there is your art.
Seriously.
When you're putting together a song, is there a pattern that you follow, or is it unique for each song? In other words, are you writing the lyrics first and then the music comes? Is it how does that go for you?
It definitely depends on the song. There are some times where I'll just, you know, be playing something on guitar and then I'm like, okay, this is something I think I could write to. And then I come up with a melody, or maybe I just had a random thought one day. That's where in the last song, Floyd Freestyle, the crumbs in my bed, no boys. I just had thought about that phrase one day and I was like, I really like that. Maybe I could put it into a song, and just wrote it in my phone notes. And then when I was like looking through them and I had the instrumentals, I was like, this goes perfectly. So it just depends. Sometimes the lyrics come first. Sometimes the music comes first.
Yeah, it's it, like you say, based on the song. And as a father of girls, I like that line very much. Just saying. I'm just throwing that out.
He's nodding his head. Oh, yeah.
So the next one that we've got queued up is I Feel Sick.
I like this one. I
love this one, too. Tell us the backstory on I Feel Sick.
So I had gone through what I would consider a dry period with my dating life. I did not really pursue anything for like 5 years. So when I finally did start to want to dip my toe back in, I kind of felt like an alien, where I just didn't really know how to flirt with people or even how to talk to men. If I'm being honest with you, like sometimes I would just be like, I like this person, but I don't really know how to make it progress to the next level. Yeah. So I felt really uncomfortable when I was trying to do those things. And that's where the term I feel sick comes from, because it's just me trying to figure out how to become a normal person again. And that
your story is normal, actually.
Yes, it is. Yes, we can relate.
Yeah, we can relate.
For those that don't know, we are late with each other. We've only been married for a year and a half or so now.
Yeah.
And I can completely understand what you're saying, because getting back into the dating world, it does make you feel sick.
And then you're intimidated too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if something goes right, you're like, oh my God. I'm starting to catch feelings for somebody. That even that in itself, the butterflies are giving me or making me feel sick. You're making me sick.
Well, they're empty and I'm sick. All right, why don't we give this one a listen? This is I Feel Sick.
I scream it till I have no voice. Loneliness is not a choice. Something, it just doesn't click. So much so that I feel sick. I feel sick. I feel sick. Burn it till there's no more way. So much so that I feel sick. Still don't know what it's about. Don't you get that? I'm still learning.
Sick. Mel Mercadante. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
All right.
But more importantly, Nopacetic.
Nopacetic.
Yeah.
And that's now, you know, taking a look at your website and so forth, that's your band.
Yep.
So Mel now has a band.
Yes.
Has it been a while, or is this something that's a recent development for you? How's that all come about?
So initially, I started with just me.
Mm-hmm.
At first I was deciding, like, do I personally want to be called Nopacetic, or is Nopacetic going to be something separate from myself? And up until the band formed, which we all came together to play the release show of my last album,
mm-hmm.
Our bass player, Doug, I worked with him, and the entire time we worked together, he's like, oh my God, like, we have to put a band together. We have to put a band together. Like, that would be so kick ass. And I was like, I know. I just don't know anybody that would want to be in a band. And he's like, I got people. Just, like, tell me when. So when I needed a band to play the record release show, he found our drummer, Sean. He found our keys player, Ellie. And then after that show, I got a text message and they were like, okay, so are we practicing next week? And I was like, you guys still want to do this? Like, that's awesome.
So cool.
And I think that's also something that's really interesting. I don't know. It's gotta be a lot of artists feel this way, but sometimes when you make your own thing and you've been doing your own thing alone for such a long time, you're kind of like, there's no one that would really, you know, want to play in a band and play my music.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes all it takes is for someone that you like and you trust to be like, no, I think you really have something here, and like, we want to be a part of it.
And they understand you.
Yeah, that's what the band did for me. They really gave me a lot of confidence in my music. They were like, no, like, you write good music.
Yeah.
Which at first I was just kind of like, it's just something I do.
But they're on your side and they've got your back with all of this, and they understand what your sound is.
Exactly.
And obviously, from what we're hearing,
yeah, I agree.
There's a great mesh. There's a great camaraderie with
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the stuff we've been working on now, I feel the most represents me the most authentically. Not that the last album didn't, because I also think that represents a side to me that's really authentic. It's just I didn't have the resources to make it live, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, all the drums on the last album were just loops that I just edited the crap out of to make mm-hmm. it sound how I wanted to. But now that I have people who play live instruments and we can record a song live, it feels more like how I wanted to sound when I was that little girl listening to Avril Lavigne.
Well, do me a favor and don't lose the faucet. Because I just love that aspect of what you're doing. Now, are you playing with the band? Are you guys out on the road and doing things?
We play shows here and there. It's very sporadic. I've been having trouble booking shows, so if anyone likes my music and wants to book me.
Keep her in mind, you can get a hold of Mel through our show, too. And certainly your website is very robust. It's you've got a great website, so certainly take a look at that. And give us the web address for that.
It is nopesetic.com, nopesetic.com. I always have to think about it when I spell it.
Where did nopesetic come from?
So it took me a while to I went through a couple names. And a lot of my ideas, I had this huge list of ideas and I would go through it and I would look it up and see if someone had it already. Mm-hmm. Most of my ideas were already thought of. So I was like, okay, well, I have to make something unique.
Yeah.
So my family goes on a trip to Frankenmuth every year and we go with family friends. And this one year, one of my friends was just saying the word copacetic a lot. Like she just adopted it into her vocabulary. And I was like, copacetic, like I love that word. Like, I don't know if I'm ever going to say it, but I love how it sounds. Yeah. So then when I was making that list, I was like, copacetic. So I look up copacetic, it's taken. And I'm like, okay, how can I make this like, so copacetic means everything's all right. It's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, well, what if everything's not all right? It's nopacetic. So then I looked it up. No one had the name. Looked it up on Instagram. No one had the tag. So I was like, okay, I think I have something that no one's thought of yet.
All right. I love it. Now, you've been performing a good deal with a good friend of ours, Jackie Daniels, in the singer circle. How did that all come about? And what's that experience been like?
So I'm not sure how I came across it, but I came across the form to apply for the singer circle on their website. So I applied. I fill out a lot of things and I usually don't hear back. So I was very pleasantly surprised to hear back. And she was like, we're doing the singer circle. This is how it works. Like, would you be interested? I was like, yes, of course I would be interested. And it was just like it was unlike anything I've ever done before. It was a very cool setup. The way that it's just like songwriters that are able to talk about the songs that they write, because I don't know, I feel like when you're on stage, you don't want to talk that much because there are people who are just talking over you or just like all they want to hear is you play the music, or maybe sometimes they don't even want to hear originals.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to be in a setting where it felt like a safe space to be like, yeah, I wrote this song about too much fluoride being in tap water.
There you go.
Okay. It was a really awesome experience. And I'm just really happy I met Jackie. I went to one of her shows this week and she's just phenomenal. She was asking for requests and I just kept throwing songs out there.
Right. Which you really did.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to bring that up on the next show. Yes.
Jackie's going to be on the show after you.
That's so exciting.
To talk about with her. So it's, that is fun. Now, you had some excitement yesterday on the 30th. It was the release of your latest single, Loose. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I originally wrote and released Loose during COVID on an EP. This is my first attempt at producing anything. And at the time, like I maybe said with Superpower Megastar, I just didn't have the resources to make it sound how I had envisioned it to sound.
Mm-hmm.
So once I finally got the band and was putting songs together for the next album, I was like, okay, well, I think this song deserves to be reimagined. It deserves to have the life that it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the first song that I was like, yeah, this is what we're going to record first.
All right. Well, why don't we give this one a listen. Re-released yesterday. This is Mel Mercandati. Mm-hmm. Close? I'm still working on it. And nopesetic.
Good too.
This is Loose.
The dissection of my brain to find out and see just why you have this home.
Donnie, no pisuck and loose. Ooh, love it. Love it, so Mel. Good. That's awesome.
Thank
you. So where
you.
Do folks find you, Mel? If you're a fan, you've listened to the show tonight, you want to hear more from Mel and the No Pisuck Band, where do they find you?
So I am on anywhere you can stream music, Spotify, Apple Music. The list goes on. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook. And I also have pretty cool website, I would say.
If you ever listen
to my music and wonder what I'm saying, I have my lyrics on there.
Oh, that's right. You do. I remember that. Yeah. That's actually really cool.
What's on the horizon for you? What do you guys have anything solid right now that you're looking at, or are you just looking for options where we can play?
I'm just looking at options for where we can play. We are in the process of recording more music, so that's exciting.
Yeah,
you got to keep us updated as
yes,
that comes
please.
Out, so that we can throw on some more promotion for you. We love
well,
what
of course.
You're doing. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
We love the unique sound, and you're so refreshing to talk to. Mm. It's nice to the enthusiasm, the art that's behind what you're doing is great.
Thank you. Absolutely. Really appreciate that.
Order Peep, who we got coming up next?
OMG. So we have, she's been on our show before. Actually, she's our first on Volume 2. She's fantastic. And she's got some exciting news. She was recently nominated for an award. So this is Jackie Daniels. We'll be back on our show next week.
Mel likes her.
Woohoo!
And hey, you know, a little more news out this week, and we're real excited about this. You know, we've talked about the Faster Horses Music Festival, which is held every the third week of every July down at the Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan. Glenbrook, who we had on here, two weeks ago, just announced yesterday that she's going to be headlining the infield pre-party. So, you know, the primary music festival goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What people don't know is Thursday night is the bash. And Glenbrook, along with a couple other acts, are going to be there in the infield at MIS. We're going to be there. We're excited for her. Real happy. We had a conversation with her last night. This is something that came up kind of last minute, and she's fired up, and we know she's going to rock them down there. So we're anxious to see her. We're excited about being at the Faster Horses Music Festival. If you are going to be there too, drop us a note on either our webpage or at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Let us know where you're going to be. We are camping in the Brooklyn Trails campground, and we'll let you know. We get a conversation going where we're all going to be. I think we might have to have maybe a fireball or a beer bong or something like that together. Okay. It's been known to happen. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. We'd like to thank once again Mel Mercandani.
Yay.
You are a star. We love having you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I loved being on. You guys are awesome to talk to.
Hopefully later on this year, we'll get you back on the show so you can let us know what's going on.
When the new recordings are on.
Of course.
Yes, please.
Definitely.
All of you out there in podcast land listening to us, don't forget to like us and follow us on Spotify. You can also get the latest information on where we're going to be, like at vehicles or at Faster Horses. And tomorrow night, we're going to be up at the Vault in Saginaw.
Saginaw, Michigan.
From Attaboy. They've got a release party tomorrow night. VehicleCitySound.com is the website. You can check out our Facebook page, Vehicle City Sound. Please like us and follow us there as well. And if you want to get in touch with us, please feel free to reach out by email. As I mentioned, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. Thanks again for a great show tonight. Be good.